Welcome to Take the 12. Congratulations on taking this step. I'm grateful to be able to share this step with you because our big book tells us in the first paragraph of chapter 7, Working with Others, quote, "Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail," end quote. In this recording, I'll be reading content found in the step study at takethe12.org for step 2. The information shared here is just one AA member's personal experience and does not speak for any other member's experience or for AA itself. So let's get started. From the foreword of the 12 and 12, AA's 12 steps are a group of principles spiritual in their nature, which, if practiced as a way of life, can expel the obsession to drink and enable the sufferer to become happily and usefully whole. Step 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. With each step in this study, I've started off sharing what I tell each person I teach to take the steps, that one thing I learned about this step that was the most important thing to know. Now, remember, this is just my experience and may not be the experience of another member of the AA Fellowship. The one thing I need to know about step 2, the solution to my problem isn't me. The spiritual principle found in this step is hope, and the reading assignment for it is in the Big Book, pages 44 through 60, and in the 12 and 12, pages 25 through 33. Because I believe that in each of the steps there is something to surrender, here's what we will be surrendering in step 2. First, my desire to control everything myself. And second, my belief that I am responsible for the outcome of my life. Here's the step summary. In step 1, we learned our problem wasn't alcohol. It was, or is, our mental states, our thinking, that was the crux of the real problem. How perfect it is that just 10 pages later, page 45 in We Agnostics, Big Book 4th edition, Bill shared with us the solution to that problem. Quote, "Lack of power, that was our dilemma. We had to find a power by which we could live, and it had to be a power greater than ourselves." That's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is to enable you to find a power greater than yourselves which will solve your problem, end quote. Check. How simple is that? This one of 12 simple suggestions is much easier than I ever imagined. I thought solving the drink problem was going to be insurmountable, but when I figured out that it's not a drink problem I need to solve, but a think problem, and that simply believing there is a power out there that is greater than I am that can help me solve it, well, that made life much easier to bear. I then get to ask myself why I shouldn't apply to life's problems this same readiness to change my point of view. I was having problems with relationships, couldn't control my emotions, was prey to misery and depression, couldn't make a living, had a feeling of uselessness, was full of fear, was unhappy, and couldn't be of help to others. I was, or am, maladjusted to life, in full flight from reality, and an outright mental defective. That's from the Big Book, Doctor's Opinion, page XXVI in the 4th edition. All of this was true until the day came I could finally believe that a power greater than myself could run my life better than I could. And all I had to do was let it. For those of us who've been around a while, we've tried to dispel some of the myths about our program of action. Here's a myth about step 2. Your higher power has to be God. This is a big misconception in Alcoholics Anonymous. Your higher power can be anything you believe in. The universe, nature, Buddha, music, love, Allah, humanity, or even AA itself. Another thing to remember is that your higher power doesn't need to have a gender, even though in 1939 Bill felt it easier to use one for our basic text. AA doesn't require you to believe in anything that you don't want to. Each step is a suggestion along the road to a sober life. Let's take a look at the inventory and checklist. Taking a step displays a willingness to write inventory and allow it to surrender something within us. Write inventory on your most serious shortcomings around the practical application of this step in your life today. For example, how am I applying this principle, the spiritual principle of hope, found in this step to every moment in my life? So let's start in our personal relationships. Number one, am I obsessed with what others are not doing in my life rather than what I can contribute to the relationships I'm in? Number two, am I relying on an obsession with food, sugar, caffeine, or smoking rather than relying totally on an HP? And number three, am I ready to believe that I can be restored to sanity in all my relationships and appetites? Make sure you write your corrective measures on that as well. Let's take a look at work. Number one, am I a workaholic? Do I have a balance in my life around work? Do I need sanity here? Number two, am I obsessed with financial success? Am I ready to be restored to sanity financially and be content with giving service, knowing that the miracle of sobriety is enough? Don't forget to write your corrective measures on that as well. And lastly, let's look at with God and in AA. Number one, do I trust the relationship I have with HP, or am I just trying to use HP for my purposes? Number two, do I ask HP for sobriety and relief from the obsession to drink, or am I trying to do it by myself? Number three, am I seeking the experience, strength, and hope of the sponsor HP has sent me, or am I still trying to run the show? Make sure we get the corrective measures for that one written as well. And finally, let's take a look at the step checklist. And we're looking for yes or no answers here. Number one, do I believe that left to my own devices, using my own willpower, that my life has become too much to bear? Number two, am I willing to agree that there is something out there that might, just might, be able to bring me a degree of peace in my life that has eluded me? Number three, has my best thinking taken me to very dark places? Number four, on my own willpower, do I feel somewhat insane? Number five, am I willing to let go of whatever conceptions or beliefs I may have had about a higher power or God and design a new one? Number six, am I willing to draw near to that power and let it show itself to me? Number seven, am I willing to have a true humility and open mind that can lead me to a new faith, a faith that can work? And number eight, am I willing to believe that a power greater than myself can restore me to soundness of mind, which is one of the best definitions of sanity that I've ever seen? If you can answer yes to these questions, you've likely taken this step. It is absolutely possible to believe without trusting, but one cannot trust without believing. Finally, I've chosen to put as the last word on each step that the only problem we ever really have is separation from God. When I find myself struggling in any way, I try and remember that it doesn't matter what the problem may look like. In every single case, the real problem is my thinking about that person, place, thing, or situation. When I can take the action needed to get right with God, I'm on the right track to ensuring that the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism happens in my life. God bless.